A doctor specialising in rural practice credits her career choice in part to a week spent fixing windmills on a Kimberley cattle station. Dr. Pallas Moreo was a medical student in 2006 at Notre Dame University in Perth when her year group was sent north for a week's experience of remote living. Each year for the past 15 years, the university has sent more than 80 students to the Kimberley who are billeted on pastoral stations and in towns for a taste of life in the bush, doing non-medical work. The program hopes to encourage more medicos to work in regional and remote areas. Dr. Moreo, who'd grown up in Perth, was posted to Brooking Springs Station after travelling for several days from Perth on the bus.
Dropped off at the car park in the middle of Fitzroy Crossing, and there was the station owner who was there to pick us up. So we threw our things in the back of her ute and drove off to her station to sort of learn the ropes and see what it was like. It was very exciting. You know, we'd never been up anywhere. You know, I'd never been to Fitzroy Crossing. I'd never really been on a big station like that before, or seen what it really meant, I suppose. You know, it was all brand new. You know, everybody was sort of wearing different clothes. The ute that we went in was obviously very well used for its purpose. And, you know, it was pretty dusty and warm. But it was really exciting. Like, I think we just sort of hoped that we'd be a little bit useful, I guess.
And by the end of the week, Pallas, what had you learned?
Well, lots of things. I mean, certainly the vastness of the country out there was pretty impressive. I think there were certain, you know, logistical challenges that we were helping with, such as, you know, there were the network of windmills that had been, there'd been a few windmills that were broken and we'd been waiting on parts, and we were sort of sent out to various parts of the station to help fix the windmills, and, you know, what that meant insofar as, like, to the workings of the station, you know, like certain, like, whole things had ground to a halt because the windmills weren't working. And so, you know, the importance of each tiny little piece in the great big working of the whole station was really fascinating, but also the freedom, I suppose, that offered in some respects, as far as, you know, how people in the station could move around in this enormous land and really get a feel for dusk and the dawn and the sort of rhythms that were going on. And even in those very short periods of time, I think we sort of got a sense of that.
And by the end of the week, what were your feelings about living in the bush and potentially returning as a fully qualified doctor to practice?
I mean, certainly in the broader context, it was really helpful. Like, I think, you know, knowing the sort of challenges, and I mean, even just most simply how far someone would have to travel to get medical assistance in some of those places alone was, you know, a pretty important lesson, I think. And understanding how useful having medical services close to, you know, some of these remote locations at a high quality is really important. I mean, I'm from Perth. I'm born and bred, and I really had no idea up until that point in time of how much of the state sort of operates under this dramatically different sort of way of life, and appreciating that there's real people out there who are working really hard. Pretty amazing. It was pretty inspiring, I think, learning about that.
Do you think that week influenced your decision to return the following year for clinical work?
I think it did, definitely. I mean, a lot of people from around here say that the Kimberley is a pretty special place, and I think I got a glimpse of that the first time round, and then, you know, it's drawn me back ever since, there's no doubt about that.
How valuable do you consider these rural work experience or life experience periods of time for medical students, be they with Notre Dame or another university. But how valuable do you think it is that city slickers like yourself get out bush?
I think it's essential, actually. Talking from my own experience anyway, like I said, you know, I'm from Perth and I had country cousins and things like that. I thought I knew what it was about, and I wasn't interested. But until you, you know, people can talk at you all they like, but until, I mean, for me anyway, until I actually went out and met the people and saw the countryside and had fun out there, I didn't really know what it was about, and I don't think I would have become involved in rural health really in any way, probably. I guess it's hard to say, but I think it definitely changed my outlook on it dramatically, yeah.
Would you go so far to say that it changed your career path, that you were happier to take a rural placement after you graduated, and indeed you've returned to the Kimberley to work again?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think, you know, the Kimberley placement was the first taste, and then that, you know, led me on to rural clinical school after that. And then, and you know, so as part of that journey, it's absolutely changed my career path.
Dr. Pallas Moreo, who was one of the earliest students in 2006 at Notre Dame University to spend a week's life experience, billeted to Brookings Springs Station near Fitzroy Crossing. And Dr. Moreo's recently returned to the region to work and will be based in Broome. This year, NDU's putting its Kimberley experience online. Local hosts will spend some time on a video conference call with a student, showing them around virtually.